Katie Baker exploded onto the scene last year with her debut album, Zinc. Since then, she's been traversing the country while working on a new EP called B6. Katie's currently on a tour in support of that soon-to-be-released EP and is playing tonight here in Adelaide. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Now, you've done a few dates in Western Australia. How's your tour so far been?
It's been really great. WA, I haven't played any headline shows in WA before until the weekend passed, and it was quite successful. I had a great time. Did a festival in the Charles Darwin Reserve, which is a four-hour drive northwest into the bush, which is beautiful.
Excellent.
Yeah, and here I am back in Adelaide.
Now, it's been about a year since the release of Zinc, your debut album.
It has, nearly exactly a year.
And since then, you've released it to vinyl. Was that something that was important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just the nature of the music that I created for Zinc and the homage to the music that I guess is the reason for my existence, the blues. And so it only seemed appropriate that what I produce as I debut onto Wax as well.
And so a year on, have you had much time to reflect on the album as a whole? Have your thoughts about it changed since when you were recording it?
Look, it's definitely a bunch of songs that establish my influences, what I grew up listening to. It has the family connection with my dad playing guitar, all the guitar and all of the songs is him playing into a crappy Nokia phone that has then been produced by my co-producer, James Mungahiga, hip-hop producer. So having that kind of like the combination of my history and my heritage of what I've come from music, as well as my love for New Jack Swing, R&B and hip-hop combined, I guess I've got all my influences in there. So wherever I go from there, it allows me to shift wherever I want to, which reflecting on the last year, it solidified my belief and I did the right thing, I think. Yeah, it just all happened. Here I am.
Well, so on that note, you're soon to be released a new EP, B6 is coming out. So is there a more of a focus on this one? What sort of approach did you want to
take? It's a slight transition into what I'm now working on for early release next year. Less, I guess, of the traditional kind of or the vintage blues sound and more of the kind of R&B synth stuff that I've always kind of really been into. But these songs, Gimme, Yup Yup and La La La, which will be released next week, they all still have the guitar in there and the double bass. So it's the production's, I guess, a bit sparser. There's a bit more space and room to breathe, and La 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 is probably one of my favorite vocal performances that I've ever put down in the studio, so I'm looking forward to everyone hearing that one as well.
And you said this is a bit of a transition into what you're planning on putting out next year, early next year. Do you have a sense already of what that, you know, what that looks and sounds like?
Yes, I do. A lot. So I'll probably strip out all the guitar and double bass, focus more on the hip-hop production as well as keyboard, like keys and synth sounds, and I guess prominent vocals and harking back to my New Jack Swing and R&B vocal stacking. So I'm looking forward to it. I guess my three biggest influences, I guess I could say for this one that I'm reaching out for is Fiona Apple, Aaliyah, and Wu-Tang Clan. So we'll see how we go.
Awesome.
That sounds
a good mix.
That sounds very exciting.
So. Yeah.
And back to this soon to be released EP. You recently released Yep Yep.
Yep.
She just mentioned. Can you tell us a bit about that song?
Oh, look, I wrote it during the time of Zinc. All these songs were written during the time of Zinc. They just didn't, production-wise, sit on the album at the time, and I didn't want too many songs on the album. So I thought we'd follow it up with a bunch of songs. So Yep Yep's lyrics were inspired by a little bit of mansplaining that tends to happen when one is a female. It gets a bit exhausting after a while, and I kind of combined the lyrics with an experience with one particular man. So there's a kind of general vibe all around, and then it's just a nice little just a little anthem for, you know, ladies get a bit bored of it. It's time, you can stop. So, yeah, it's a bit sarcastic.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. Now, you've got your show tonight at the Grace Emily. What have you got planned and who's supporting you?
So this is the first show I have for the B6 tour where I'm taking Stevie Jean, who's a 19-year-old soulful kind of rock indie artist from Humpty Doo in Northern Territory. She's part of the crew of the team that I work with and work for in Darwin. So it's her first national tour. I'm really excited to bring her along. She's extremely incredible and will be definitely one to look out for in the future. And I've also got Adelaide's own Elsie, who I haven't seen perform yet, but I like what she's put out on SoundCloud so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing her perform too.
So is that exciting for you, being able to bring someone on their first national tour? Is that sort
absolutely
of one of those things as an artist where you're like, yeah, oh, I'm really excited to be able to, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, Stevie's my little homie. She's a little mini me, and she's a ball of energy and a wonderful singer. And she's played a few festivals here and there, travelled down to wherever she needs to be, and then come back. But she hasn't done tour life. And obviously, being someone from the territory and as far north in the territory, we face the tyranny of distance, which is a bit of a pain. But I guess it's just it gives us the chance to experience more of the country, as we tend to stay on tour in between shows, so we get to spend more time in different places. I've been in Adelaide for the last 3 days, so that's what she'll get to experience, which I'm also excited for.
So do you find that because you've gone out, you've done some of that touring, that you get to steer her away of certain things and towards other kinds of experiences that, you know, enrich while that tour is going on?
I guess on this one, because it's quite rapid fire, we've got 5 shows in 4 days coming up, she'll just get to experience the exhaustion and the joy and the adrenaline that you get from it all. She'll just sink into what we get to do, and she'll roll with it. I guess she's got a few extra days somewhere else that I'm not going to be in because I'll be spending it with my family. I think what she'll probably enjoy the most is starting to build the communities that she'll need to build around the country, like I've done and many of my musician friends have done in the past and still do. We all have communities everywhere we go, even if we do choose to, you know, stay in hotels or whatever. It's really nice to have family and friends wherever we go.
Of course.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And really look forward to, all these future releases. It sounds so exciting.
Yay, thank you for your support. And I hope to see everyone down at the Grace Emily tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to go your latest single now, Yep Yep.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, yep.